Welcome to From the Ground Up Podcast. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Abby.
And we're here with our guest, Allison Fordyce.
Yes.
She's the owner of the shop. She's one of my personal inspirations. And so we're excited to get to know more about her business and her journey here today. So first, we have to thank a sponsor.
Today's sponsor is the Playground Indoor Softball Facility. The Playground is run by Emmy Hewitts, who is a former USF student. Her business model provides individual softball training suited for each player. You can set up an appointment on any of her social media accounts or email and her website.
Awesome. So, yeah, check out Emmy. She's pretty cool, USF. Yeah, we'll get started. Allison, welcome again. Just a little icebreaker for you. What was the last Netflix show you watched?
Maybe like the Queen's Gambit.
Ooh.
Got pretty into that.
It's
really interesting.
I haven't watched that one. It's like medieval, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So, what was the last one you watched?
We watched or completed. So, last one I completed, even though the show isn't really as manifest.
Okay.
I recently started watching The Politician.
Okay.
But, cool. Not too far.
Awesome. I'm still watching Dawson's Creek. All right. We will get going. Our first question is just an overall question for you. Abby?
Yeah. Oh. We just want you to tell us an overall story about how you build the shop from the ground up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was easy to make a decision to open up the shop because I'm so passionate about both yoga and fitness. And there was an obvious market, I feel, that wasn't being taken advantage downtown. So it was already a field I was practicing. So one step after the next, my friend, Corey Vasquez, he's the owner of the shop, of Coast to Coast. And he was opening up a gym downtown and said that he had some room for what could possibly be, an infrared studio. So we just took advantage of it. Ball rolling, and then there we are.
That's fantastic. So we kind of forgot to describe what the shop is. You kind of just did, but will you just give us a description?
Yeah, absolutely. The shop is an infrared fitness studio. We have classes that are suited for every body, all levels, all ages. We do sometimes we have kids classes even, but I'd say that we mostly focus on yoga sculpt, intentional training. We have quite a few vinyasa classes. Every now and again, we have like workshops that we do for different yoga schools, or maybe we'll have in like a football team. So anything, we're really a wide variety of options.
Yeah. I personally can say that yoga sculpt is fantastic. Check it out if you haven't.
She's actually one of our instructors.
Yes.
Michaela.
Yes. So I guess. So I can firsthand say that this business is inspiring the community and it is cultivating the community, especially downtown. So that being said, have you kind of answered what made you want to start the yoga fitness business? How did you start yoga, and fitness in general? Did it start off as a hobby? Or how did it?
It was already something, like I said, that I was practicing in, and I just felt like I needed to step my game up, my knowledge. I wanted to deepen my practice. I never really was sure if I wanted to teach or not, but I was just interested in getting better at what I was doing. And then just one thing really led to another. It's been like such a snowball.
Who or what gave you the idea to start that business other than your passion for fitness and yoga?
Probably my friends, just wanting to be able to cultivate a community of younger people that are also as interested in the practice, just wanting to share a space with some of my friends. We love the idea of creating something together.
I think that's my favorite thing about the shop is the community that it has down there and doing it together. It's definitely one of the great things about these type of classes. So that being said, what sets the shop apart from the rest of your competition in this area, specifically to you?
I'd say that our biggest advantage is that we focus on community, like you said, rather than competition.
Yeah.
I've said this, like, there's like over 200,000 people in this city, and not a single yoga studio can provide for every single person, you know? So I think we do really well at facilitating a big vibe for our tribe, for the people that show up for us. Try to really focus on providing them what they need and leading them into success.
You had said that your friends and family had really influenced you starting the business. What kind of effect did your business then have on them as you go forward?
I would say that I've had nothing but really great support from all my loved ones. I'd say that, you know, with everything in life, the people that matter will stick by you. And just count my blessings daily for the people that show up for me. I mean, it's full circle. Something that we always like to say is that you're forever the student. So, like, as much as I can teach other people, I'm constantly learning from everyone else.
Kind of going off script just a little bit to expand on that, but as you've learned more of your practice, like the vinyasa side and the fusion side. Sure. If you guys don't know, fusion is a mix of like heavyweight lifting and the hot sculpts. So yeah, how is those type of things, like fitness wise, how have they just like mentally changed things or taught you different things? Have you added to practice?
Yeah, so I was like certified in sculpt and recently went in my 200 hour. And then I've been training to do more personal training, more hands-on things with, like, weightlifting as I join, like, the Coast to Coast team. And we're trying to see what beautiful things we can create together. But I think that in any way possible that I can gain some knowledge, I'm always, like, very hungry for the challenge. So I try to get involved in as many avenues as possible. Whoever, I think that we have like so many awesome things going on in our community. So there's always like some studio or business that's hosting like some sort of like strength training, mobility, functioning. Like there's tons of great, there's tons of great businesses out there that in Sioux Falls alone that allow us to deepen our practices.
You really go out and put a hand in like each part of the city. Like, it's
yeah, cool. I do. I really try to. I think that there's so much opportunity everywhere. Mm-hmm. Plus, we get very like stagnant if we don't like keep it spicy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make new friends.
Yes. So that being said, we're just gonna give another. Speaking of other training facilities and avenues in our town. We just want to talk about Emmy again. So she is our sponsor for this episode. So we'll take a quick break and tell about Emmy a little bit. She is a former softball player for the USF team, and she uses her experience in teaching from USF to help kids boost their confidence in playing softball. So she actually has a facility for that. She even won one of our competitions last year in the entrepreneurial community, and she's really innovating and making a new space for softball players. So yeah, the playground is an indoor softball facility. It prides itself on having workouts bespoke for every client. So that's really cool that she's our sponsor today. The playground encourages all ages to come practice with top level instructors to meet their goals. So I think that's fantastic that she's our sponsors instead. Same thing. Maybe they can come do some sculpt. Softball players. That'd be so cool.
We love that.
Awesome. So we'll keep going with some more questions. Keep picking your brain a little bit.
What does your daily routine look like?
I'd say every day is sort of different for me. I try to wake up pretty early. if I'm not already teaching, and just go over my goals for the day, week, et cetera, whatever I can make the most out of. And I think that my errands and all the other appointments I may have throughout the day are pretty much scheduled around my teaching. I'd say I teach 2 to 3 classes per day. And midday meditation has and always will be extremely important to me. I just feel like I go really hard for the first part of my day, and then I need to just like collect my thoughts and process all the energy that I've been in contact with, and then I bust it out for the rest of the day, and then sleep. I really had to prioritize sleep. I would say that I need to, to make it a priority. So, and I also still work at a restaurant, serving at Parker's Bistro a few days a week. So it's a grind for sure.
Do you think things like taking the middle of the day for meditation and prioritizing sleep, do you think that's something like business owners outside of fitness world, but just any small business or entrepreneur is definitely lacking in? Do you think that you see people burning out from not doing things like that? Or
I guess everybody's experience in life is so unique. Yeah. I'd say there's so many factors. I can't even put a thumb on somebody else has going on in their life. But for me, I definitely think, prioritizing what's most important and just like taking it as I can.
Doing those things like meditation and prioritizing sleep, is that something you tried to do from the start, or is it something you realized that you need to do?
Yeah, I'd say everything is really like trial and error. Mm-hmm. I've been learning as I go. I'm just pretty new to this, and it's been a humbling experience to be just taking it step by step.
What are some problems that you had starting your business, and how they helped you, or how you learned from those?
I would say thinking that I could do it all, right? Be every single part of everything. I'd say that you definitely need a team, right? That's, we're not meant to do anything in this life alone, I don't think. So, if we can indulge in the love that we can accumulate from others and use that to our advantage. I would also say that running out of money has been a big setback. And also, again, a humbling experience to be stopped in my tracks, or momentum of wanting to get to the next point, and just being grateful and breathing into that and just appreciating how far I've come, and knowing that there's so much that has yet to come, and just enjoying the process rather than taking life too seriously.
Mm-hmm. How far do you want to go?
Oh, just to the top. Just as far as I can get, I guess.
That being said, I have watched your energy just fill the room constantly. So I definitely love what you're saying about having your team and having that time to refuel. So just as testimony to seeing that. We kind of asked that question, but what are some of the biggest lessons you have learned over the years? I guess it's only been what, a year? Not even a year.
Yeah.
So what is your all-time biggest lesson in the last 8 months or so? And you kind of said it, but...
Yeah, I'd say that just not taking life so seriously. Mm-hmm. Just to remember that everything is temporary. And we have got to enjoy it. If we're not having fun doing what we're doing, then we're not doing it right. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I really think that just having less of a high expectation for myself and for the way things are supposed to go, than letting them be beautifully authentic in what they are supposed to be. And not forcing what is already going to happen. So just appreciating the present. They call it the present because it's a gift.
Yeah. I love that thing. It's so good.
It's kind of a flip from lessons, but on the official business side of your business, is there or I don't really know what I'm going with this, but how detailed is it from day to day? Like, what kinds of stuff do you do on a daily basis for that?
Yeah.
A lot of little things.
I think it's always just circling. Like, you can't, like I said earlier, you can't finish everything in a day. So you just prioritize what's mm-hmm. important, what you need to really be getting done. And I think that there's a routine that will accumulate over time where you just, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take out the trash every day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, clean the mirrors and
mop
the floor, but make an Instagram post or, you know, whatever. But those things are becoming more routine. I would say like at first it was definitely. And I would say being a server for a long time before that, I definitely tried to keep a lot of my like to-do list in my head. So I would definitely advise getting a planner or a calendar or like having someone that keeps you on point, because it can get a little sticky.
Yeah, because you're balancing actually like physically exerting yourself doing like classes. You're an instructor, you're the teacher, and you're doing it with them some of the time. So you're balancing that and you're balancing all the business things. So have you learned how to balance those things different? More classes, take less classes throughout the day? Is that something you've had to think about?
Just
how much you're doing in a day?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say that. It's really important to take care of yourself first so that you can be there for others. Like if I feel like I'm not going to be present for my class, then I can't really be like the facilitator for their experience or energy. Like it would be irresponsible almost. So sometimes you do have to take a step back and again, just like be patient and not have like this like expectation for how it's supposed to be. Like you get to make the rules when you start something. Yeah. And you have, I don't think there's anybody that's gonna disagree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Are there any like amazing or like inspirational stories that you have from doing any classes that you wanna share?
So when I probably first really got into this, it became much more spiritual than just the act of doing it. Like I felt it. And I remember chasing out after an instructor one class and just started tearing up. And I was like, this is the best part of my day every day. You know, she's like, me too. And just like, you know, shared that moment with me. And then a few years later, I was teaching, and some girl came out, ran out to me, and said, she started crying. She said, this is the best part of my day, every day. And I was like, me too. You know? So it's just, it's full circle. And it's like, it's so beautiful to stay practicing it. I mean, it is a practice. Like, you can't compare yourself to one another. Like, it is your experience exactly with life. Like, it is your own unique, beautiful experience. And when you're patient and you practice and you can reflect on other times, it gives you that just like encouragement to keep going and to keep providing and to keep being a servant to this community and to your people.
That's so cool. Like, just that it would come back full circle like that.
Right.
You've probably given that moment to so many people. I think that's so cool that you said serving the community, like at USF, that's our whole thing, is like having servant hearts. Like, I think that's what's unique about our college, and that's unique about someone in the community starting a business with that heart, is that they want to serve. So that's so cool that you said that. That being said, we're going to kind of change gears here to add some questions, but what did you want to be as you grew up? Like, is it so different than what you are now? You're still growing.
Yeah. When I grow up, I want to be. I think the first thing I wanted to be was like quarterback, like Steelers.
Yeah.
When I was very young, that was I think my first goal. And then I wanted to be like on Broadway, I think, as a younger child.
I still want to be younger.
And then now I just want to be a good person. Like, that's my goal for it. That's how I'll measure success from here on out.
I feel like that should be a lot of people's goals.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a question to expand on that?
I don't.
Okay. Tell us about, like, the 5 years before you started this business, leading up to it.
Well, that would be my whole journey in Sioux Falls, pretty much. I moved here about 5 years ago from California. And I've been involved in multiple communal things. Like, I moved here with a group of my friends to kind of start our own little community of sustainability. And then that evolved into something else. And I found a community of yoga, and that evolved. And I've been like riding a wave hard. And I'm just like, just trying to stay open to opportunity and things that come my way. I'd say that life never stops, like challenges never stop. So it's just a matter of like what you're willing to partake in, what you're willing to deal with, what sounds really natural for you. I think that I'm not saying that we have to like sit in like a half lotus pose and wait for everything to come our way. But if we have good intentions and a good heart and we listen to ourselves, I think that the right things will present themselves if we're able to open our eyes and or listen. And so as long as that's kind of how I go throughout things in life, I think that that feels most comfortable to me. But I'd say that 5 years is a great measurement of time for me to look back on who I am now and think about who I was 5 years ago. I'd say that I've generally always been the same person. Like, I've had the same morals and attitude about life, but I think that I've just forever evolving and learning. So it's kind of fun to think about that question.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any advice for someone right now, maybe in the same place you were 5 years ago, like just moving somewhere or just starting to get an idea of not going the normal route of a normal job, but doing their own thing? Like, what would be your biggest advice for them?
Jump. Yeah. Well, I was talking to somebody that really inspires me the other night. We were talking about this. She was speaking about everyone. Just jump. Go for it. Like, what are you doing? Because you're never going to know unless you try. We can't be afraid of, like, lessons in life. Like, they're going to build us. So,
jump.
Thanks, Lord.
We should name this episode Jump.
Are there any other comments that you want to put out into the world?
Yeah, I would love for you ladies to tell me a little bit about your journey with this experience, this class. What makes you want to be on the other end of this?
I guess I'll start. I'm from a suburb from the Twin Cities. I chose to come out to Sioux Falls because I thought it was going to be. And I was correct that it was nice, quaint, like, quiet place that I can focus on what I wanted to do, which was something in business. But as I went through a few semesters, I realized that the entrepreneurial and just, like, this small business thing was something I really had a heart in. So with this class, with this podcast, I was a little nervous that I signed up to be a host because I'm not truly great at public speaking, but it's not really that live, so I'm a little bit more comfortable with that. But yeah, moving forward, I hope that I put myself in these situations that I can help with it.
That's awesome.
That's so good. Yeah, I have been thinking about a podcast for a long time. So when our professor was like, "Where do you want a podcast?" I was like, I knew it. I knew I was supposed to do that. Anyway,
you're so good at listening.
I love to listen, and I feel like people being known is so important. So whether it's an entrepreneur, like business setting or it's in like a very personal setting, like people being known and like people being interested in who other people are, whether that's because they did something cool, they started a business, or just anyone walking along the street. I think people just need to be known. So that's what I love about podcasts, is they sit people down and they're like, let's get to know you. And then, that's like why I would want to do a podcast. So I think this is so cool that we're doing that. Also, I don't know if you guys have people tell you things over and over again, and it keeps coming up, but people always comment that I have an interesting voice. And so I'm like, well, let's use it then. Yeah. So yeah, I think you got to take those things people say and be like, okay, we'll use it then.
You just have such a power to it.
Yeah, and knowing you personally, I would say that you don't lie. And you do make people feel really good about themselves.
Thank you.
This will be great for the both of you, for a challenge for you, get after what you're interested in. So congratulations, you guys. This is a really cool event. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for just having the shop in this community.
Yeah,
like,
my pleasure.
Yeah. I love your energy and the way you like the room. So back at you. Allison, if you forgot already by the end of this podcast, is an owner of an infrared studio, the shop. So go check it out. Do some hot yoga. Go check out our USF alumni, Corey Vasquez at Coast to Coast. Yay. So yeah, thank you for sharing your story, for being honest with us, and yeah, for inspiring whoever's gonna hear this, Allison. We have a couple more one more shout out here. Bobby, you want to shout out to our people, The Breaks? I know you know The Breaks.
Yes.
Yes.
For you, it's The Breaks Coffee gift card. The Breaks Coffee was established in 2016 as a small batch coffee roaster serving wholesale accounts at grocery stores, offices, and restaurants around Sioux Falls area. In 2020, they expanded their operations to include a cafe and storefront downtown. Their mission is to uphold the integrity of high-quality specialty coffee without pretension, hoping to foster a rad, inclusive, community-centered environment.
We love The Breaks. I think you told me about The Breaks, so full circle. Yeah.
I don't deserve this. I'm there every day. It's on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Well, don't maybe support something.
Yeah, go check out The Breaks to all our listeners. We know Allison will know. You have your gift card coming at you. I think that's all we have for you. We could probably talk for a long time about all the intricacies of this business and the practice and this community. So thank you for giving us a piece of that. Do you have anything else that we do? All right. So this was Michaela
and Abby
and Allison of the shop. And
thank you so much.
That is the end of our From the Ground Up podcast, episode 1. Thank you.